What I have here, if you can hear this, you can hear that?
I can hear that.
Okay, good. So what I did is I had my daughter, she's 9. I had her write out a whole bunch of words. I mostly asked her things, just write out things. And then my wife jumped in there. She did a few too. But I have this little container filled. So this will be our podcasting improv topic.
Love it.
You're good? Okay, and I'm not going to cheat. I'm just going to pick the first thing out. This is what I got. Wild monkeys.
Wild monkeys. Cool.
Wild monkey. All right. So, welcome to the Wild Monkeys podcast. This is Alexander.
And this is Jacob.
And this is a podcast on wild monkeys. I'm so delighted to be here today to talk about wild monkeys. I really love wild monkeys. How about you, Jacob?
This is probably my favorite topic to ever exist in the podcasting world. So I'm really excited to have probably the first wild monkey-centric podcast.
I think that we're alone on this. I can't understand why there's not more people in the world that dig wild monkeys like the two of us. It's just crazy. We've got a great niche going on. We have to continue going.
You know what it is? Our audience is all taken up by that Tame Monkeys network. All those people making Tame Monkeys podcasts. We don't play those games. We're wild.
Now, what inspired you to really dig the wild monkeys?
I'm glad you asked, Alexander. There was a moment where I was walking the Central Park Zoo lately, and I came across a couple of tame monkeys just sitting there, and I thought, what are you doing? You know, you only have, what, 30 years as a monkey, and then you're reincarnated, or I don't know what monkeys believe in. Live a little, you know? So I took a trip to the Serengeti, and I got my face mauled off by an actual wild monkey, and I thought, that's the life. That's what a monkey should be doing.
You know, we should cover that on the next episode on what wild monkeys believe, if they believe in reincarnation or not.
That's, you know, a topic that I really want to know about, and that's why I'm really excited to delve into wild monkeys. Do we think that they're Buddhist?
That would be very interesting. Well, they seem to be very free, you know? They're free. They don't seem like they have a care. I don't believe wild monkeys are creating a lot of bad karma for themselves.
You know, it's really true. I don't feel as though wild monkeys are monotheistic.
I really admire the wild monkeys. When I've seen the wild monkeys, they just inspire me to be a really great person. And I tell you, Jacob, the bananas are always flowing in my household. I just love wild monkeys.
Do you think that wild monkeys inspired your love for bananas, or do you think bananas led you to them?
Well, that is a very interesting question. I've always had this affinity for bananas. And I think that once I found my love for wild monkeys, it really just started to make sense, because I'd often look at a banana and there'd be something there. There'd be something in the back of my mind that was missing a little bit. And then once I came across the wild monkeys, it was like everything came together. And now my enjoyment of bananas is amplified. I'm telling you, that connection was made all for wild monkeys. A homage to wild monkeys. My life is so much better.
I would dare to say that if you're not paying homage to wild monkeys, you're culturally appropriating bananas.
What do you, what can you tell the audience what we'll be covering on our next episode, Jacob?
Our next episode is going to be specifically about the dietary effects of wild monkeys and what impact that has on their digestive system. Given that wild monkeys don't use facilities. They use the world. The world is their toilet. And I can't wait to go into where and when they excrete.
It's very fascinating. I'm sure everyone will be tuning in to that episode. Well, it's been wonderful to have this micro podcast with you, Jacob, on wild monkeys. And it was a real honor. I am just going to go grab a banana.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to grab two.